WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas National Guard troops have arrived in Illinois. They'll take up positions on the streets of Chicago today on orders from the Pentagon. Mayor Brandon Johnson isn't happy about it.
Handpicking National Guard's people from another state, the state of Texas, and then sending them to the state of Illinois, this is illegal, unconstitutional, and dangerous.
The troops may be headed back home soon. A federal judge will consider lawsuits by both the state and city tomorrow. The government shutdown is now in its eighth day, and more airports, including Nashville and Chicago's O'Hare, are being hobbled by short staffing as air traffic controllers sick out to protest work without pay orders. Union rep Stephanie Winder.
I would say that morale has definitely been impacted, primarily because it's already a stressful profession.
Meantime, President Trump is suggesting some furloughed federal workers will get back pay and some won't. He also says he will follow the law. Mr. Trump's made no secret of his disdain for former FBI Director James Comey.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
Today, Comey will be arraigned at federal court in Virginia on charges of obstruction of justice and lying to the Senate 5 years ago when he denied authorizing leaks to the media. CBS's Natalie Brand.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson says perjury and obstruction can be difficult charges to prove. She also says the defense could potentially file a motion to dismiss the case.
Depending on what a judge allows, James Comey could argue that he is just the victim of a political prosecution.
More federal employees may soon have to prove they're telling the truth.
CBS News has learned Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard recently ordered intelligence agencies to review whether polygraph tests should be added to the security clearance process for their employees or contractors. She wants to know if they've leaked information to the media. The Department of Homeland Security has already been using lie detector tests. One source tells CBS News the intelligence community has found a lack of polygraph tests has emboldened former employees to spy for other countries. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Good news, screen addicts. Doesn't take that much time away from your streams and social media to stay healthy.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. A study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine finds incorporating just 2 minutes of exercise snacks into your daily routine can improve your health and reduce your risk of depression. The authors say engaging in as little as 10 to 59 minutes of stair climbing, brisk walking, or push-ups each week could reduce your risk of premature death by close to 20%.
Dow futures are up 85. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teenager accused of targeting women near the Racine County Courthouse has been charged. Sheriff's investigators say the 17-year-old, not officially charged, admitted to touching a woman inappropriately, claiming he thought she had dirt on her clothing. Three female county employees have since come forward with similar reports. The incidents happened between late September and early October along College Avenue near the courthouse. The teen is charged with fourth-degree sexual assault and disorderly conduct. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is asking for any other victims to contact law enforcement. Are you ready for an emergency? Racine County wants to find out. The Office of Emergency Management is asking people to take a 10-minute survey about disaster preparedness. Officials say the result will help them improve local emergency plans and better support the community before, during, and after disasters. Answers are confidential, and people can skip any questions they're not comfortable with. The county is encouraging everyone to share the survey so more voices can be heard. There is a link on the county's website. Police say a short chase in Caledonia ended with a big list of charges for a 28-year-old driver from Cudahy. Uriel Bernay Batunez is accused of fleeing officers, endangering safety, and driving drunk for a second time. Investigators say his blood alcohol level was nearly four times the legal limit and that he admitted to drinking several beers before getting behind the wheel. The chase covered nearly 4 miles Sunday night before officers forced the car to stop. It started near 38 and 4 Mile. Police say they also found cocaine in the man's wallet and learned that his license was revoked. He's now in custody facing multiple felony and misdemeanor counts. And after tonight, the Brewers will either be on to the next round in the playoffs or they'll be preparing for another game in Chicago. First pitch today for Game 3 in the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs is at 4:08. If you need to be surrounded by other fans, there is a watch party at Davidson Park on the Harley-Davidson campus. There, giant TV, local food trucks, tailgate games, and appearances by Brewer mascots Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. The pregame show for that Brewer game starts at 3:30 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, we're really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I have to put medicine on my back using a spatula. It's fun going into the drugstore when they ask, can we help you find anything? And I have to say, yes, a spatula, Lotrimin, and a hand mirror. Are you intrigued, my lady? I got my little Red Riding Hood Walgreens basket. If you could direct me to the proper aisles. My dermatologist said he needed to do a biopsy of a little mole on the tip of my nose, and I was like, wow, that sounds like it's gonna hurt. He said, don't worry, we're gonna numb it first with a painkiller. I said, how? He said, we're gonna puncture a sharp needle into the tip of your nose. So you're not canceling the pain. You're just rescheduling it.
Yes, it's time to talk politics. Eh, not really politics, city stuff and county stuff. I just remembered that our guest is not only the 13th District Alder for the city of Racine, she's also the County Board Supervisor for District 2. Do those districts overlap? Renee Kelly is here.
Good morning.
Do they overlap at all?
A little bit, yes. So my county district is actually, it spans over four different aldermanic districts, and actually mine is the smallest slice of the pie. And then I have Alder Land, Alder Davis, and I believe it was Alder Jones's old district, so Townsend. So,
wow. How do you keep everything straight in your head? I mean, I got enough to do with just one radio station. How do you keep all these straight in your noggin?
It's a lot, but, you know.
And then on top of this, you work for the village of Union Grove.
I do. Yes.
Oh, I couldn't keep it straight. I can't keep this place straight in the morning. I don't know how you're going to keep all that straight. Yeah. All right. So what's the difference between county government and city government?
Ooh, that's a lot.
Because if everything overlapped, and they do overlap with all... What does the county do that the city can't and vice versa?
The county offers a lot more services. So they're, you know, like the joint dispatch center. You know, you have the sheriff's office, you have the health and human services. So there's a lot more resources. And you know, I was glad that I actually, you know, stepped up and took that position because, you know, there was a lot of resources and things available that I wasn't aware of, you know, just sitting in my city seat, because you're just a little bit more micro level at the city, and, you know, the county's a little more macro. So if that's a good analogy for you this early in the morning.
I had the county executive in here, and he didn't explain it that well either. Because it's confusing to people. Who do you complain to? All right, I got a pothole. Do I complain to the county and complain to the city?
If it's something that's like a county road, then I would send it to the public works, you know, for their streets department. If it's a city road and it's like in another aldermanic district and it's not mine, I'll usually notify the alderman and then, you know, whatever department the issue is in, or try to give them some resources to help them with their issue.
Well, I live on Main Street. AKA the Great Lakes Dragaway.
Yes.
I don't know if this is just new to cars, but they got this new noise on the mufflers, and they're like sputtering. They're coming out and loud.
Yeah. Annoying.
And it's annoying, especially when it's at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's annoying because unfortunately my bedroom window is near Main Street, so I can hear it, and they just don't care. I see them drag racing on the street.
Do you think, if we remove the stoplights and put stop signs in place of that, it would help?
I'll tell you why I don't trust stop signs. Because we have a stop sign right here on Victory Avenue in front of this radio station on the corner. And I go out every half hour to get some fresh air. They just blow the stop sign. They don't care. Especially if it's like 5:30 in the morning, they don't care. Because it's early. No one's here.
Right.
Some people make an attempt to stop. I see the brake lights, but they don't stop at all. And some people just go right through it. And it's not a four-way stop. So do I think stop signs it up? No, it's not going to happen.
I see people doing that at the lights, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, matter of fact, on my way home from the county building, I was like, oh, my gosh, these people are like full on running the red light. I just, you know, so I always tell, like, my son's a new driver. And I told him, hey, son, I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about the people on the road. So, yeah.
And I passed a red light the other day, but I had no choice. I was coming to work. It was 5:20 in the morning. And it went through two cycles, and it wasn't giving me the green light. And then it started to, and I said, it's not going to go again. I mean, I got to move. I got eight cars behind me. So I went slow. There were no other cars around. It was 5:20 in the morning. And I went slowly through it. And then I looked in the rearview mirror. It went through a third cycle without turning green. And I figured, whew, now I'm going to get an all-points bulletin. Excuse me, we got an all-points bulletin for the Chevy out on the street. He's passing a red light. And that's what I thought was going to happen. And I'm like, all day, I'm like looking around me to see if anybody's.
That's when I would start inching my car up. Maybe I gotta like set it off or something.
Well, eight cars behind me, and I can see they're getting impatient because they're keep moving a little forward.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's go already. And there are other cars that follow me through the red line. Mm. What are you going to do?
Right.
I mean, you can't sit there forever. So anyway, let's talk about some of the things you have on your list here, because I don't want to.
Sure.
Enough with my loud cars and people passing stop signs. Let's talk about alternate side of the street parking, because I know it doesn't feel like it today. It does, but winter's coming.
Correct.
When it's 81 degrees outside, winter's not coming this year.
Right. So alternate street parking is not just for the winter, just for the people that have this misconception. So it's always important to read the fine print when you're looking things up online. It is all year round.
On Main Street it is by me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it is depends on the day of the week, but it's more enforced, obviously, during the snow season. And then if we have an emergency, you know, snow situation, then, you know, you have to park accordingly. But I think the problem and a lot of the complaints I'm getting is, well, I got a ticket, and I'm like, well, were you parked on that the wrong side of the street? You know, it was my first question. But I think people got complacent because during COVID, a lot of the things weren't being enforced. And then we had lost 71 officers in 21. So we didn't have the staffing level to enforce those things. So now that we have the staff in order order to do that. People are like, oh my gosh, I'm getting tickets all of the sudden. Well, you would have been getting it all along, but the enforcement component wasn't there. So the rule hasn't changed. Alternate street parking is enforced all year round, especially on the weekdays, not during the snow season. So all that information can be found on the city website.
And it also helps, and this is on your thing too here, the street sweepers, because they need you off the street on that side to sweep the streets, or they got to go around you. And it just makes your job more difficult.
Yes. And so I have complaints that people say that their street isn't being swept. So I guess that goes to what the point you just made is, are the people alternate street parking so they can get through? And I watch, I see the street sweeper multiple times a week. So I know it's there on my travels, whether I'm taking my daughter to school or I'm heading to work. I can see the lines where they've been. So I know that they're out in my district. I've, you know, driven around in the morning in my area just to prove the point that I know that they're out there. Now, as far as street sweeping the alleys, I don't think they do that anymore, but that's more of a technical question for DPW, because I've gotten that question as well. But they are out there. It's just, are you awake at the time they're sweeping?
And what word is written on every truck? Every single, look at your eyes opened up on that one. You know, that means you're trying to think.
Stay back.
The word Elgin.
Elgin.
Because they're made in Elgin, Illinois.
Oh.
And one of our announcers here is from Elgin, Illinois, and he's a proud, he loves street sweepers because that was the big industry making Elgin street sweepers. So next time you see a truck, you'll see the word Elgin.
Okay.
On the freight face.
I will take a look at four look in the morning. When
see, you come here and you think you're not going to learn anything in this interview. And you're leaving with this vast knowledge.
That's right.
We're talking to Alder and County Board Supervisor Renee Kelly. She's in here this morning. Got more to talk about. Stay right where you are. 716, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. The First Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most movies have a climax. When it comes to When Harry Met Sally, there were actually two climaxes in the film, one of which was iconic and still talked about today. Rob Reiner was the director of the film and recently referenced the scene where Meg Ryan pretended to have the big O in the middle of a deli while sitting opposite Billy Crystal. The director says it was very awkward directing the scene in front of his mother. You might be asking, why did he invite her to the set that particular day? It's because Estelle Reiner is the woman who leans over and says, I'll have what she's having. Couldn't have been that awkward. Despite getting good reviews in his new film, The Smashing Machine, Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he feels bad. The film did not perform well at the box office, but Johnson still says he is grateful for those who went to see it. I'm curious to see his performance because critics say he was really good. Just a bit of advice, though, if you want to be taken seriously as an actor, maybe ditch the Rock part of your wrestling moniker. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Greendale and Gurnee, the ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans. From action figures to comic books to pro wrestling merch and sports memorabilia, every shelf tells a story and every gift is unforgettable. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $8 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
And we have a double barrel shot here this morning. We've got not only a county board supervisor from District 2, we've got a Racine alder from District 13. Ooh, 13. I don't like that number. Could you change it? It's like in buildings in Manhattan. They don't have a 13th floor. They do that for a reason. All right. It's District 13. Alder Renee Kelly is here. Do you want to be you county board supervisor Renee Kelly or Alder Kelly? Or it doesn't matter.
Just Renee.
Renee, that's good enough. Yeah. Boy, what a cheery person you are. That's good. Good, because I'm not.
We're so early this morning. Yeah.
I'm kind of a curmudgeon. Now, we wanted to talk about the light poles in town. And you told me something I didn't know, that some are owned by the city, some are owned by We Energies. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Now, I noticed they're putting up new poles lately because I see these giant buckets going up in the sky. Which I would never in. I don't care if they offer me the king's ransom. I wouldn't go up in those buckets.
Mm-mm.
And these guys are holding the poles steady. They're putting the wires up there.
No, thank you.
Yeah, right. So what's going on with the poles? Now, you say it's this time of year we start noticing problems.
Yeah, because it's dark earlier. So I actually put out on my Facebook page a while back, and I try to kind of bring that, you know, unearth that post and put it up and pin it on my page for the city and county. So we have We Energies and city poles. So, you know, when people start noticing that, I start getting emails and calls regarding that. When I'm driving around, I also try to pick up on, you know, the location and report them myself. But people can actually self-report these. So if you see a city pole, which would be metal or concrete based, you can go on the city's website and report that outage. If it is a We Energies pole, which is a wooden pole, which actually has a little metal number tag on it, you can actually go on the We Energies and self-report that. Or you could just call your alderman if you miss them and, you know, tell them that your light pole is out.
See, my alderman's David Mack.
No, oh, I love David.
Yeah. Hey, Mack, get down here. I complain to him a lot. And also Melissa Caprillion and I complain to a lot. Now I'll complain to you about it. The manhole covers.
Oh, yeah.
There is one on Main Street before you get to, it's between High and Gould. I think that's where it is. She's writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Between High and Gould on Main Street. Now, my wife and I are going to go out with a tape measure when there's no traffic. And we're going to see how deep below the street this manhole is. When I hit it, I could swear the axle's breaking. My next door neighbor complains to me the other day. Next time you get one of those older people in there, I want you to tell them about that manhole cover. It's a killer. It's an axle killer. It must be about 2 inches or more below the street level. Now we're going out there with a tape measure, and I'm going to film it.
Okay.
And take pictures of it.
I want to know what that is, because actually we had this discussion in our leadership meeting at work yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were talking about some of the manhole covers and street areas that they were, redoing. And the water guy was telling us about, you know, how they were technical stuff that was way above my pay grade. You know, it was like, oh, we got to take the ring and do this and that. And so I was like, oh, I got to ask him about these manhole covers in Racine. You know, it was on the back of my mind.
But I was with this chronic complainer the other day. He works for WRJ. I won't mention his name in the morning. Yeah. But he's a chronic complainer.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and I don't think about it until I hit it. And boom, and it feels like the axle's going to break on the car.
Yeah.
And it's been like that for a long time, ever since they redid the street. I don't know how it gets so... And there were some that are below a little bit, and
yeah.
Now, boom, you hit a little bit. This one is really bad, and it's right in the way of your tires. Now, you can avoid it, and that means you're going into the right lane, or you're going across the double yellow line. You could do that, and maybe take the chance you're not going to have a head-on collision. Or you can hit the manhole cover.
The one that I remember most frequently is Northwestern Avenue. So if you're heading towards, like, into town, it's on that in that right-hand lane there. So I always avoid it, and that's why I'm like, I don't want to hit it, because it does that. It's a huge impact. It's like, da-dung.
Yeah, and it feels like, oh, my goodness, the whole axle just... I'm going to go crashing into a building any second now.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on with the construction in this town?
It's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, it's all across America. Construction is everywhere. And they would say there's two seasons, winter and construction.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. I also serve on the.
Oh, my goodness.
The Racine Zoo board.
Oh, yeah, because it's been closed there for a while.
So, yeah. So it took me from West Racine to the north side, no lie, with all of the different areas that are all chopped up, not just that area. It took me 20 minutes to get to that meeting. It was like can't go this way. Got to take this detour around, you know, and then so.
Got to take Erie all the way up to Augusta. Then Augusta, you got to go up to English. Yep, make a left, go back to Erie.
It was so crazy. I got there. I was like sweating profusely. I was like, do you know what it took for me to get to this meeting? It was so crazy.
I know. And yet I don't see anybody working at these construction sites. I see barrels everywhere. I don't see a human being doing anything.
Right.
Look at her eyes open.
Yes.
where are these people? They put the barrels out, but I never see anybody working.
Right. I can't wait till Green Bay Road is done.
I want to wait till Main Street's done. Because when I take Main Street up to 3 Mile or 4, I got to go all around the Mulberry Bush. So I said to my wife, zigzagging my way up to the post office.
Yeah, and if you don't know, if you're not on the north side, I'm not on the north side anymore often. It's confusing. You don't know where to go. I'm like, I don't even know how to get there. There's no roadmap.
All of a sudden you're up in the Upper Peninsula. How did I get up here? Did I make a wrong turn? Did I miss something? All right, let's talk about, we got about 2 minutes here. Let's talk real about the budget. Now the budget's the process going on with the county now. When is it going to be with the city? Next week?
So I deal with 3 municipal budgets.
Oh,
so
yeah, you got Union Grove. Yeah.
Yeah. I just presented our budget at Union Grove on Monday to the Finance Committee. Monday this next week, I'll be presenting to the full board. And then on the county side, last night was the county executive's budget presentation. And then our budget meetings start next Tuesday for 3 nights in a row. And then the following week, the city budget starts. So it's a large juggling act to try to juggle it all and try to figure it all out. Each one is totally unique from the other. Union Grove's numbers are a lot smaller, obviously. The city's numbers are much larger, but then you look at the county and the numbers are even, you know, substantially larger. So it's, I know what to look for, though, that being that I've been in it. And so I know that a lot of the county board supervisors last night after the meeting were like, I saw you over there the minute you got your book. You're like, highlighters, sticky notes are out.
You like numbers.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So you like numbers. When I do my checkbook, if I'm 2 pennies away from balancing it, I got to find those two pennies. I mean, I can't. I'm not going to sleep at night. And I'll get up in the middle of the night. My wife was like, "What are you turning on the light for?" I got to find that 2 cents. I got to do it now. Or I'm not going to sleep. And it's usually something I was sloppy and you couldn't read my writing. That's it. Instead of a, you know, 9, I wrote a 7 and it was just sloppy. So I'll find the 2 cents. But I got to find it.
Correct.
And because, you know, math makes perfect sense. There's no, you know, when people say, well, it doesn't make sense. Math makes perfect sense because numbers don't lie.
Correct.
I mean, they do what they do.
So one of the misconceptions, you know, that I've learned about government is the staff assembles the budget, right? And then it's approved by whomever the head is, a county executive or the mayor or whom or the village administrator. And then it goes to the board or the council or, you know, whichever entity you're in. And at that point, it's our budget. Right. So we determine what happens to that budget. We can amend certain things. You know, this is a suggestion. So it's not, you know, the mayor's budget. It's not the county executive. They formulate that. They put a lot of work into it. And I know that because of the months it took me to put my own budget together. And so I don't take that lightly. I know that there's a lot of work and time invested into that. But at the end of the day, if things don't look right and there's too much in there, I call it too much fat. You know,
are you talking about me again? Oh, no, that's the budget.
It's
okay.
Our job to, you know, right size the ship and make sure that things are, you know, being done correctly and we're not raising taxes for or service fees or whatever it is that's embedded in there. I would like to see all budgets go back to pre-pandemic levels. And, you know, if you look at things over a 5-year period, you can see that all three, you know, budgets that I've kind of touched have substantially increased. So, you know, how do we get back to that? What do we need to do? That's the bigger question.
How do you find time to watch Dateline reruns on TV when you're doing all this?
I don't have cable, so I don't.
Man. Well, Dateline's not, it's on a regular TV.
I am amused by, like, the police dog videos, the Malinois videos, you know, things like that. I'm a nerd. I like the AI videos. I think they're funny.
The two dogs in front of the microphones talking away. I like those, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we got a great smile.
Thank you.
Kelly is here with us. She is not only an alder for the city of Racine in the 13th District, she's also a supervisor for the county in District Number 2. Got to have you back.
Thank you.
Make the room a little bit happier. I love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I do appreciate it. Hey, it's 7:32, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Let's see what's going on this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha man has been charged with causing a deadly crash while under the influence Sunday night in Summers. Investigators say 27-year-old Marcus Mann was driving on Highway E in Summers Sunday night when he crossed the center line and slammed into an SUV. The other driver died at the scene. Mann was seriously injured. He's now charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, along with cocaine and THC possession. Investigators are still piecing together what happened and are asking witnesses to reach out to the sheriff's office. A major new grocery and retail option could soon be coming to Mount Pleasant, and the Racine County Eye has the scoop. The website reports that village officials say Meyer has quietly purchased the former Case property on Washington Avenue. The company hasn't announced any plans yet, but the sale signals a new store could be in the works. Go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. People in Kenosha can have a say in school spending without running for anything. The Kenosha Unified School District is inviting residents, staff, and students to join their standing committees. Those include audit and finance, curriculum, personnel, and facilities. Applicants must live in Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, or Summers and submit an interest form by the end of the month. Committee members will serve for 1 year and attend meetings throughout the school year. And the governor is confirming big upgrades at the Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers says the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery will get more than $930,000 in federal grant money. We told you last week the funds will go towards improving parking, roads, and landscaping to help keep the site accessible. Evers says it's important that every veteran is honored with dignity. The cemetery has served more than 18,000 veterans and their families since opening in 1996. And the Brewers pregame show for the postseason starts at 3:30 today on these airwaves. First pitch in that Brewer game is at 4:08.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still no details out of Washington, D.C. on possible federal aid headed to farms to offset soybean losses. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What do we think will happen? Those details on the way.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
We still expect details this week on federal aid headed to the nation's farmers to try to offset losses, specifically when it comes to soybeans. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says it'll probably look a lot like the first term under the Trump administration.
It's going to be probably directed heavier towards the soybean side of the equation in terms of just providing straight up aid based off of production. Those are, again, all the rumors that we're hearing out there. Now we'll see what they touch for both, you know, other grains as well. But the initial payments back when President Trump was in office during the first trade war was truly pretty much focused on soybeans. And then we think that's going to be where the impact's going to be the most. We'll see what those numbers say today.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Now, as details are released, we'll post them just as fast as we can. Follow us, MidwestFarmReport.com or Midwest Farm Report on social media. Markets are trending lower in overnight electronic trade. Those numbers are next.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checker. Off.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese stood still at 177. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and a half at 173.5. Double A butter dropped 2¾ cents on Tuesday, 166¾ per pound. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up to 16.91. Right now, the December new crop corn's unchanged at 4.19. November new crop soybeans unchanged at 10.22. July new crop wheat, that's down 2 right now, 5.48 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Wednesday trade session. Sign up for a daily e-newsletter. You won't miss a thing. I am Farm Director PM Yankee.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
People always know someone who looks like me. Wherever I go, once a week, someone will come up to me and go, "Hey, I know someone that looks like you." I never know what to say. Well, tell them hi. Encourage them to wear sunscreen. And this person who looks like me, never doing something impressive with their life.
Yeah, he mows our lawn. We don't even pay him, he just does it.
That sounds like my gene pool. Occasionally on social media, I'll be sent photos of babies who supposedly look like me.
This baby looks like Jim Gaffigan.
People think it's hysterical that I look like a pale, pudgy, bald infant who poops in a diaper.
Sometimes people get too cute. They're like, hey, why does our baby son look like Jim Gaffigan? I'm like, because I slept with your wife.
Before she leaves, Renee Kelly, I want you to tell us about October, because this is important. I didn't want to miss on this.
Absolutely. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So to me, that's really important. I have my mom and my aunt who both went through breast cancer, and recently, unfortunately, I was diagnosed with breast cancer as well. So it's really important to get those checks. I know I come across women that haven't gone in a couple years, and that's so concerning to me. So it is so important to get your routine checks and just to, you know, make sure that, you know, everything is good.
Yeah, and I told you my mother had breast cancer, and they thought this was it. It was 1968. She lived until 2020.
They've come so far, yeah. Even just over, yeah. You know, I mean, it's always, they're always evolving, always finding new things, even in the last couple years, even this year. I mean, it's just an amazing thing that they're always finding, you know, new ways to combat it, so.
You know what's going to be amazing? Not during our lifetime, but sometime way in the future. It's going to be like, oh, really? You got breast cancer? Here, take these two pills. It'll be fine by morning.
Oh,
isn't that going to be great?
Wouldn't that be nice? You know that's going to happen someday.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, if you go back 150 years and they say, we'll be riding around on four wheels with a car, what are you talking about? The horse. That's what you got to worry about. No, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I see a good thing. I see a long life.
Besides,
the budgets, we need you to do the numbers.
We got
to
get through this budget.
You got to do the budget. Don't worry about it. Thank you, Renee.
All right.
So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
And get your checkups. And by the way, guys can get breast cancer too.
That is correct. Yes.
They don't think about that. They can. It's not as prevalent as, you know, women, but as women. But yeah, take care of yourself.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Go anywhere.
Okay.
7:41 local news. Timeless Hits WRJN.
Don Rosen.
Somebody to love, wouldn't you love somebody?
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, 744, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshiny today, highs near 60. Tonight, clear, lows in the 50s, and tomorrow, sunny, with a high near 63. For the weekend, you ready for this? Sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. All right, I got a clear sky, the sun is up. It is 50 degrees here at Radio Park. You haven't heard that in a while, huh? It's cold. All right, as if solving a Rubik's Cube wasn't hard enough, you can now pre-order the world's smallest Rubik's Cube. It can fit under a fingernail. Now, you need tweezers to solve it. If you're interested, it costs $5,300. You pick up two or three for Christmas gift giving. It can fit under a fingernail. How do you even see what the numbers are or the colors on that thing? Wow. 745, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sadaka, breaking up is hard to do. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Horror movie lovers, you can rejoice because the Halloween season is here to celebrate. Got some interesting horror facts you might not know. For example, The Exorcist, the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life. I've seen it 100 times. I'm still terrified. It was the first horror movie ever to be nominated for Best Picture of the Year back in 1974. Psycho, the first American movie to show a toilet on screen. And the first, you can actually hear a toilet flushing. Remember, she tears up the envelope and flushes it down the toilet? By the way, the first TV show ever to show a toilet was Leave It to Beaver. Yeah, it was in the background. You know that last scene in Carrie where Carrie's hand erupts from the grave? The hand is Sissy Spacek's because she was adamant about doing her own handwork and she had to be buried underground to do it. Steven Spielberg was convinced that his DVD copy of Paranormal Activity was haunted because his bedroom door locked all by itself. The Blob is supposedly based upon a real incident that happened in 1950 in Philadelphia. Police officers came across a purple jelly-like mass they saw fall from the sky, but that had vanished. Even the FBI were involved, and a press conference was held. You know who starred in the original The Blob? Steve McQueen. Yeah. And an actual witch was hired as consultant for the movie The Craft, just to make it more realistic. Where'd you find the witch? Go online. Witches are us. Where'd you find them? All right. Now, I'm almost spooked by all that talk there. On the morning show every morning brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting your community, our community, one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April. And if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Glenn Campbell, Wichita lineman. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, this is the type of hypothetical question you want to say yes to, but do you really think you can actually do it? 3 in 5 people who have a cat or dog say yes, they would run into a burning building to save them. I would run into a burning building to save any cat or dog. I really would. I mean, I don't want them being terrified in that fire. I don't want them dying in there. Now, would I do it? Sure, I'd do it. It's 7:55, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've got sunshine with our forecast for today with a high near 60 right now, partly cloudy, 52 degrees here at Radio Park. Got a lover's concerto now with the toys at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits for you. Lover's Concerto, the toys. I don't think they had another hit after that. I think that was their one and only. That's it. So a man in California, wait to hear this, is suing a psychic. He claims she told him she could remove a witch's curse put on him by his ex-girlfriend for $5,100. Now, he only paid her part of the fee. Now he says she's a fraud. He wants the money. Oh, now he decided she's a fraud. People are really amazing, aren't they? All right, Leslie Gore, Sunshine Lollipops.
Sunshine lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine. Wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears near. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and
Leslie Gore from the movie Ski Party. Yeah, you can imagine what that film was like, huh? And Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbow. It's exactly 8 o'clock on the noggin now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Receive Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas National Guard troops hit the streets of Chicago today. Correspondent Ashar